You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, the Kava Yasha on Perek Ayin Ches makes some very strong statements about Rabbonim who give drushes to the public to be very careful when discussing Mechiras Yosef or the story of Yehuda and Tomo or David and Bathsheba, that he should not cholila say anything that sounds insulting or a lack of kovod to any of the shiftei kol with the mechira or all of the aforementioned other places where there are, for those who learn pashut pshat, a very hard time to explain what exactly was going on. And I must say that I consider myself a yeshiva man. I learned in mainstream yeshivas for many, many years. And in the course of learning how to learn, many yeshivalite are not very comfortable turning to the Divrei Kabbalah to help understand Pashut Pshat. But when you get to something like the Mechiras Yosef, it's virtually impossible to understand. So in this shir, I would like to share some of the words of the Gedolei HaTorah, especially the Gedolei Chassidus, who quote the Kisvei Ari, to help us just get some kind of basic understanding of what were the thoughts of Yosef, what was the thoughts of Yaakov, what was the thoughts of the Shiftei Kol, what were they thinking, what were they trying to do, just to help us get a basic understanding of Pashut Pshat. In other words, we have to sometimes avail ourselves of Kabbalah to give us pshat. There's no way around it, because there's no way we can understand it otherwise. So I want to begin with the Kedushas Levi, which discusses something in a number of places. He discusses this in Parshas Toldos regarding to what was going on with Yitzchak. Why did he want to give the brachas to Esav? Why did he have to give the brachas in a way that it looked like Ramia, like thievery, in a manner of speaking, cholila? Why did it have to be given in such a way? And by the way, this caused Lechoira a tremendous amount of animosity. The basis of the animosity of Esav against Yaakov, I'll be pshat, was because he felt that his brother stole the brachas. So, but the Rebbeinu Shlom obviously wanted it that way. He talks about this, the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Toldos, and he also talks about it in Parshas Lech Lecha. And for those who are able to find a print of the Kedushas Levi published by Machon Hadras Chen, it would be very worthwhile to look in Parshas Lech Lecha on the Pasuk B'ma Eida Ki Yeshena. This is what Avram Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How will I know, said Avram, that I will have children and that they will inherit the land? So there's a note there on that piece, note Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, very long note, that addresses this in particular. Actually, he's addressing why did Avram Avinu had to get born from Terach, who was a Baal Avodah Zorah, and it seems the Midrashim say his father was a Baal Avodah Zorah, his mother was a Baal Avodah Zorah. And he addresses all of the aforementioned issues that we mentioned so far in this year. Why it had to be that Mashiach and Malchus Beis David has to come from, again, the Mice of Yehuda and Tomod, and Rus Moyaviyah, the Benois Loit, all of that. And he says that, again, for reasons beyond our comprehension, the Rebbeinu Shlalom gave powers of evil, the Sitra Achra, dominion on a great part of Olam Hazah, and the Sotan, who is associated with the Sitra Achra, will under no circumstances allow something very holy to come to this world in a pashut way. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has to, kiviyochol, manipulate what's going on, so it looks like the great tzaddik is coming from a problematic house or a problematic situations, like all of the scenarios we mentioned until now in this year. He brings down from the Arizal, Sefer HaGilgulim, Ilule Kach lo hinichu hachitzonim lo tzeis lo'olam. The powers of evil will not allow something that's obviously Kaddish, that comes from an obviously Kaddish place, come to this world. This is a very fascinating sugya. As I mentioned, those who want a greater insight, it would be worth your while to go there in Parshas Lech Lecha on the pasuk of B'ma'eda and look at the note Samach Aleph and the next note as well to give greater clarity to this topic. Now, it's interesting. We're talking about why the neshamas of great tzaddikim, including David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach, have to come from such seemingly questionable sources. The great tzaddik of Nachman Braslova in his Sefer Likutei Maran, Ois Reish Mem Gimel, takes the same idea, but he focuses it on the tzaddikim, that you can't see their tzitkis. Why are there tzaddikim that you can't see their holiness? They're spending time and effort to focus on hiding that they're a tzaddik. So he starts off by saying there, in Reish Mem Gimel, Dashi yesh tzaddik godol me'oid she'ein o'il miyochol lizboil kedushasoi. There are tzaddikim that the world cannot be soivol, cannot carry something that is so holy, because this is a gashmistic world, and something of such great holiness cannot exist in the physical world. Al kein hu mis'ale me'oid. He has to hide himself. Ve'einu roin mimenu shum kedusha. And he brings a fascinating raya that Shlomo HaMelech made a number of Sifrei Kodesh, Shir HaShirim, Mishlei, Koheles, and in Mishlei and Koheles, the name of Hashem is there. But in Shir HaShirim, the name of Hashem is not there. And our Chazal tell us that from all of these Svarim, and truthfully from all of the Sifrei Tanakh, that Shir HaShirim is called Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the thing that seems to be the highest level of holiness is hidden in the most profound way. And it occurs to me, although he doesn't mention it, Reb Nachman, that we have another Sefer in Tanakh that was not written by Shlomo HaMelech, but it also doesn't contain the name of Hashem, and that is Megillas Esther. And that is also something which contains in it singular Kedusha, which according to the very brief explanation we gave from Reb Nachman, something which has to hold spectacular Kedusha has to be spectacularly hidden. And that's the first yesod that we need to know regarding the chait of Mechiras Yosef, is that not only do the origins have to be hidden, but the people themselves, and this is the essence of the concept of the Lamed Vuv Tzadikim, that the world stands in their source. It's not by accident we can't know who they are. It's by design. So this is the first Yisoid. So in a manner of speaking, the Yisoid is that we brought down from the Arizal, that it's impossible that something with superior Kedusha should be obvious as such in this world. So this helps us understand, why didn't Yaakov Avinu just tell the Shiftei Kah, Yosef is a tzaddik, and he has a mission to do, which will not only start the Golus, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, but will also culminate in the Geulas Mitzrayim, which contains within it the Geula of Mashiach. And let us remember that the Geula of Mashiach starts with Mashiach ben Yosef, because it will also have to come from an exceedingly hidden place. So Yaakov Avinu couldn't tell this to the Shvatim, and L'choira, the Shiftei Kah, B'roiv Kudushasim, were clueless of who Yosef was. V'horaya, not only did they sell him, but they wanted to kill him, and they thought that they were justified as such. But when they found out, when Yosef revealed himself, the shock was so great that literally, Parcha Nishmosam, the Neshamas flew out of their body, because they didn't see it. They didn't understand the Kavanas of Yankiv. He couldn't tell them, because it had to be hidden. And then, when they realized it, they literally died because of Agmas Nefesh, because of the pain that they inflicted to an innocent person who was a tzaddik atzum. So, this key opens many doors, these explanations in Torah. I just want to end with a maimah which I once saw from the Shem Yishmuel, but I also heard it from the Imrei Noyim, Aschusim Yogan Aleinu, that not only does the Rabbeinu Shalom do things in a hidden way, but those people who want to bypass the Ratzon Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu uses their pu'ulis, their actions, to bring about the thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do. The actions of the people who want to stop it create that reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, which is the exact opposite of what they're trying to do. And he uses this to Rabbis Machshavis Belev Ish Va'atzas Hashem Hisaku, that a man has many machshavis, but in the end, the Ratzon Hashem comes through the pa'ulas, the actions of those people who are trying to bypass what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's when, which the Pasuk tells us, that when Shimon Belevi saw Yosef coming to them and he says, V'nire ma'yir ma'chalam Yosef, will kill him and we will see what will be with his chalamis. And we know that Chazal said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'nire ma'yir ma'chalam Yosef. But with this hezbara of the Shem Yishmuel, it's spectacularly beautiful because we will see how your pa'ulis, your selling him down to Mitzrayim, will cause him to end up being called to Paroi, to interpret the dreams, and that will cause the Chaloimis to be Mekuyim. It all came about because Shimon V'Levi sold Yosef HaTzadik. So also Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that in this dark and terrible Golis that Ma'ay and Yavai Ezri were wondering where will the Yeshua come from, that we will be Zoicha from this Hasta, this incredible darkness, to see a Geula Shalema for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael, the Chavs.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.